All right, Maxi Curran, congratulations, that's a good victory.
Yeah, look, we're really happy to get the couple of points on the board. You know, this new structure with an away game and a home game makes the home game very important. So yeah, look, we're very happy to follow up the Ulster final with another decent display.
That's a good Waterford team, but in the first half in particular, they really struggled to get scores. And was that perhaps down to your good defending, Maxi?
Yeah, look, I think, whether you like it or you don't like it, you know, the defending like that is very effective, and you know, you need to be an exceptional forward line to survive and get scores playing against a system like that. So you know, we've struggled for scores ourselves all year, so we've had to be as miserly at the back as we could, so we've done a bit of work on that. And yeah, look, it's kind of worked again today, as you say, they struggled, and we got a lot of joy in their kick in the first half as well. I think we won 8 out of 9, so you know, again, that's very rare to have that kind of return on it. So look, that was all very positive, and I think put us in a good position at half time.
Yeah, they got a goal early on. You hit back with a goal of your own within 90 seconds, and then the second goal arrived in the early stages of the second half, and that more or less left them with it all to do.
Yeah, it did. Look, you always thought if you didn't concede any more goals, you know, that they weren't going to kick 6 points. But look, we were kind of hanging on there a bit in the end, and I know games have that way of playing out in that way when you're 6-7 points up. It was a brilliant goal by Amy, but look, we'd be disappointed when we only scored 1-4 in the second half, you know, with the game opened up, and you know, the whatever bit of a breeze there we had, it, you know, it's probably disappointing we didn't score more. But look, that's for another day. And say we have the 3 points on the board now, and we'll be eagerly awaiting proceedings now next week down in Waterford, or Meath and Waterford, because you know, that doesn't guarantee us anything. Because if Waterford could beat Meath next week, you know, it mixes it all back on us for the last game. So you know, it's an interesting competition.
It is. And finally, Maxi, you made changes in that second half. One of the players that you brought on, Geraldine McLaughlin, came on for the last 7 or 8 minutes. Tell us about that. How was she included today?
Look, you know, the door has always been open to those girls. Look, they have given Donegal a huge amount over the last the lifespan of their county career, so look, the door was left open for them all. You know, Niamh Hegarty, Karen, Geraldine, look, they've all come back, you know, different stages, but you know, we still have aspirations of staying at the top table. I know we lost our Division 1 league status, but you know, we did not want to get relegated from senior championship, and you know, we've put ourselves in a good position now that we might make a quarter final. So I think everybody cares a lot about Donegal, and look, some people's situations are different than others, but their situations also change from time to time. So yeah, so the door was always open, and look, we're just very glad to have everybody back.